Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Like we're living in a bizarre world right now. I need a dose of North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota common sense.
Have we been in a bizarre world for the last year and a half?
We have, but it's gotten worse. I don't know who that guy was on the TV yesterday wagging his finger at us. I don't. Defiant Joe, Steroid Joe. I don't know how they got him to go from... I've been instructed not to take questions, but I suppose I, you know, kind of just barely awake.
We had Donald Trump on, so I don't know what you're talking about. We had Donald Trump on.
What do you mean we had Donald Trump on? What do you mean?
When
on what?
The president was speaking yesterday? Yeah, we had Donald Trump on.
Oh, I see. K-Fire did not take the president's address.
No, we had Donald Trump.
Well, you have the 45th president of the United States on, not the 46th.
We had the real president on.
Okay, yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, that was a better idea.
President.
Yeah, I didn't watch much of it, but I've seen it since, and I've seen the transcript.
And
Trump's fault, all defiant. And by the way, he's going to stop talking about the 13 soldiers who died now, and he's going to talk about $3.5 trillion generational theft. See, so, you know, forget about it. And I see that CNN has moved on. Roe versus Wade is in jeopardy as Texas effectively bans abortion. How about that? MSNBC, U.S. enacts record number of abortion restrictions. 97 abortion restrictions enacted in 19 states. They moved on. And by the way, if they'd moved on and said, guess what? Texas is trying to save the life of precious babies, I'd be okay with their headline. But now we got justices remain mum on newest and most restrictive law.
The day CNN or MSNBC report that, you should have that on. The day they report that, you're going to be picking me up off the floor behind me here.
Roe versus Wade in jeopardy. By the way,
you can exactly write how they would report it. You know, you and I both know how they would report it when they report it. We can telegraph it a mile.
We can write it right now. Yeah,
but exactly.
By the way, this is a debate we want. And just so you know, when they breathlessly freak out about Roe versus Wade and tell you it's a woman's choice, ask them what they think about whether the vaccine should be a choice. Let's have a little truth serum here. And by the way, NBC right now, I'm watching this on the screen and just laughing my butt off. You got Biden saying the Afghanistan exit was an extraordinary success. That's what he said.
I know.
The Afghanistan exit was an extraordinary success. His words. Yeah. I'm not making them up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm looking over at MSNBC and they're talking about abortion should... Well, 31% think it should be always legal. 23% said most of the time. Some people say illegal, but with exceptions. Illegal without any exceptions is 8%. They're on the polling of that. CNN's talking about the hurricane, right? And they want to turn the page, folks. They want to turn the page.
Oh yeah. I'm surprised you have those channels.
Well, I do it just to see what the other side's thinking.
Oh, yeah,
I think this is a service that we provide here.
Know your enemy.
What is amazing to me...
gushing out of your eyes when you put those channels on? Or
here's what's amazing to me. The last, I'd say, 2 to 3 weeks, I feel as though there was a cleansing of CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times. They know they've been dirty. They know they've been playing this... hey, this guy can't put two sentences together. I think we have a real problem. And yet they're going, oh, isn't it great? He's going to do infrastructure. Oh, what a commander-in-chief. So they've been fraudulent. The corporate media is crooked. Okay? And I think they know that in their heart of hearts. So what they had to do on Afghanistan, when 13 people that signed up to go protect and defend the greatest country in the face of the earth are dead because he is an idiot and everybody around him is an idiot. These people on CNN and MSNBC and Washington Post and New York Times, the corporate corrupt media, you know what they had to do? Guys, we just gotta take a shower here. We've been very dirty. So they're taking a shower. Was reporting facts.
The jig is up.
And what actually happened. And they piled on. But guess what? The pendulum is swinging back. And they're going to help America forget what happened in Afghanistan.
Cleaning supplies in my studio because sometimes you just have to break them out, you know.
You know what? They're not wrong about the American psyche on when bad things happen, especially in wars, especially in foreign policy. We collectively move on. We turn the page. I mean, if there's another Sandy Hook tomorrow, a week from now, we forgot about it. A whole classroom full of dead kids, and we just forget.
You know how magicians do their thing? Watch this hand while this hand does the trick.
Yep.
That's what we're seeing. I mean, that's all it is. Yeah. And meanwhile, at the southern border, nothing has gotten fixed.
No.
Nothing has changed. Thousands and thousands are coming through every day.
How about COVID? How about the fact that children are 10 times more likely to die from the flu. That's a stat that I just talked to a central health doc. He said, yep, no, that's true. But, you know, even a small number, we don't have a lot of beds. I get it. I mean, nobody wants any child to die from COVID nor get COVID or anybody else. But the facts are, the death rate from COVID, if you get it, especially now that we have all the research we have on therapies, you have a very, very, very small chance of dying from it. So much so, kids right now, today, are 10 times more likely to die from the flu.
So we're just scared of getting sick. That's what we're all afraid of now?
I think we all have some form, and I don't mean this to denigrate anybody who has, you know, a war injury or, you know, trauma from their childhood that has PTSD. I think we have some form of PTSD. We saw everything we care about just go up in flames. We saw America get into generational theft. Look at the raid on the Treasury that's happened. We're printing money. We don't care about inflation. The border's empty. We absolutely have tested every fiber of the American fabric when it comes to infiltrating millions and millions of people illegally and looking the other way. We don't do anything about the northern border so they can sneak in there. They screw up in Afghanistan, so we load hundreds of thousands of people on planes. We don't know if they're jihadists.
No.
We don't. We're going to just send them to Ramstein Air Force Base, which is supposed to be about, you know what Ramstein does? Our Air Force Base in Germany.
In Germany.
Is world class for triaging the worst of the worst battlefield injuries. You know what they're triaging now? An influx of Afghanistan.
Absolutely.
Because Joe Biden thinks it was an extraordinary success that we took hundreds of thousands of people out there.
And by the way, they were completely surprised by the arrivals, too, at Ramstein. And, like, no one told anybody anything.
And their job is to keep our troops alive. You know, that's mm-hmm. their job. But here's my question. For North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota, freedom-loving, God-fearing, Constitution-worshipping Americans, what are you going to do about it? Because, you know, you can have some form of PTSD and just say, you know, just get angry and be mad and, you know, Republicans don't fight it hard enough and, you know, this is ridiculous, the media is horrible. Or you can say, okay, breathe, breathe, breathe. It's sort of like, I'm going to use this analogy because it happened to me recently. I hit a deer. People hit deer all the time. There's a lot of deer out there and the sound of my voice, right? Well, if a deer runs out, you can freak out. And you can take that steering wheel and go hard left because the deer's coming from hard right.
Right.
And guess what? You're going to roll five times.
Yep.
Or you can say, there's a deer. Think, breathe. What do I do? Slow, stop the brake. Okay, I hit him, but he's down, and I'm not, you know, the airbags haven't gone off. I've lived through this.
Just hit it.
It's what I did.
Yep.
By the way, and thankfully I was in the cocoon of my trail boss, Chevy Silverado.
But I'm telling the son, too, to see a deer, don't swerve, just hit it.
But let me give you that analogy as it pertains to what's going on in America right now, where we see everything around us go up in flames. And it's hard when you saw Donald Trump fight on every one of these fronts against these corrupt media, whatever they are.
Swamp dwellers.
Of the Nancy Pelosi Chuck Schumer sect of the Biden. I mean, they elected Joe Biden, and it was very obvious the guy couldn't even get 500 people in a room, okay? They did everything in their power to do that, right? So it's frustrating. You see everything Trump did. The guy fought for you, and now this is happening. I get it. So should we just veer hard left and roll the car a few hundred times? Or should we say, what is my strategy here?
Square up and hit him straight on.
What am I going to do? Yeah. What's my piece in this? What am I going to do? I'm going to pick a hill. I'm going to die on that hill. I'm going to be, you know, whatever it is. And trust me on this one thing, folks. You don't think you have the power to change things. Asking questions of power, letting them know whether you have the latest stats on COVID, and why are you having press conferences about something that has a very small chance of just give me the facts. I don't need a press conference.
Right.
I don't need, you know, whatever it is, asking questions of power. Going to school boards right now and saying, wait a minute, can we deal with the facts? Whatever it is, pick your lane. Walk me off this ledge right now. Let me know you have a plan, and it's not to freak out. Call right now.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Mind brought to you today by our friends at Labor Masters. Get the quality, reliable help you need today from our fine sponsors of the flag hats we're going to be giving away. You stand for the flag, I do too. All you need to do is tell me a big iron, I'm going to hand you a hat. You stand for the flag. We've done this last couple years at Big Iron. We got a new flag hat. It's pretty darn cool. So come on by. What's on your mind? Live at Big Iron from the Butler. building. Butler Machinery, Butler Ag will be out there in the new Butler building, right? Square, smack dab in the middle of the Big Iron Grounds. We'll be there all 3 days broadcasting on What's On Your Mind. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Lots to love out there. So we'll see you there. And our thanks to our friends at Butler and Labor Masters for bringing you those broadcasts, a few others as well. Really looking forward to that. Speaking of ag, we have a drought town hall today. North Dakota Farm Bureau, Daryl Lees will be here. Yes, we've gotten some rain, too much in some places. Fact, the folks that won our free lunch on us at the ranch from PetroServe USA out in New Salem, did I see from Utah that they, as if things haven't been tough enough with the drought, the few crops they did have that were doing okay got wiped out up by New Salem, right? Shaman Ranch?
Yeah, that was tough.
Gosh almighty. I know,
kid. It's just what you need, and this year is one more slap in the face. But
no, yeah. Kid. More on that next hour.
It's tough.
Also, Mike Haugen, former general. Well, once a general, always a general. But he was General Mike Haugen, adjutant general for Governor Schaefer in Hovind. Also, commander of the Happy Hooligans, mobilized the F-16s to defend the U.S. Capitol in D.C. on 9/11 20 years ago. Back today for round two. A lot of you said, I want more. General Haugen, you got it. Coming up bottom of the hour to assess the Biden speech. In case you missed it, Joe Biden evidently had some steroids. I don't know what happened, because here was Biden last week. This is Joe Biden last week in those speeches where he's slumping over the podium and, you know, getting all, like, sleepy-eyed and fell asleep for, like, I'm sorry, can't say he fell asleep. Closed his eyes for 30 seconds with the new Israeli prime minister. That was a great American moment. But what did you, give me an example of what he was doing last week.
Ladies and gentlemen, he gave me a list here. The first person I was instructed to call on was Kelly O'Donnell of NBC.
Wake up, Joe.
Wow.
I don't know what they gave him. But he got some kind of a shot in the hind end, because here's Defiant Joe yesterday.
I was not going to extend this forever war. And I was not extending a forever exit. Ladies and gentlemen, he gave me a list here.
Yeah, a little contrast there. But by the way, I love the forever exit. Basically what he said is the 13 who died are expendable. Let's move on.
Yeah.
And he wants to message this thing completely at odds with the facts. It was Trump's mess. No, it wasn't. But I here's the deal. You can tell I'm a little agitated from that speech yesterday. And I see a lot of other things we need to be concerned about. The drought, the COVID hysteria.
The southern border.
The southern border. All these other things. What do we do about it? I want to know. And if you call 258-0550 in the next 7 minutes and have a good answer, I got a MyPillow for you or a pair of tickets for the Western Steam Thrashers reunion. Because that'd be a good way to decompress from all this. When you just go look at old tractors and steam engines and
ice cream
and a parade and the national anthem goes up and the whole deal. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So call now and just tell me. We'll give you a half a minute each. What are you doing about it? 258-0550, 271-1100, or text us, 237-1590. Greg and Bismarck, you're first to go. Let's have it.
Good morning.
Morning.
I called in when you were talking about Afghanistan, and you know what really grinds my gizzard about this whole thing is Joe Biden was in charge of Afghanistan for 8 years under Obama, and now he's trying to blame Trump. He set up this failure, 12 years ago? He started screwing this up. And now,
very, very, very good point.
Bad Joe Biden.
Yeah, I didn't notice MSNBC, CNBC, Alphabet Soup, ABC, NBC, CBS, you know, five. Nobody's made that point, Greg. You're making a point they're not making. How does he?
I hadn't heard it anywhere.
Yeah.
So that raised my gizzard. But Todd Mitchell, guess what happens next week?
Uh-oh.
What happens next week?
Daniel, who's on line one? I got to go to line one next. We got to hustle here. Closed circuit there. Sorry, Greg.
What? Badges.
Oh, boy.
That's right.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah. I'll be there.
Badges,
I'll be there.
I'm the guy with the daughter. I'll see you there.
Oh, yes. Yes. Looking forward to it, Greg. Yes.
Battle of the Badges. Another
I'll
great
be there
event.
Wednesday and Thursday afternoon, so hopefully you'll stop by one or both of them.
And, Greg, would you like a pillow or a pair of tickets for the Western Steam Thrashers reunion? Pillow? for you, Greg? Or
No, I've got a MyPillow that I've just about worn out. I'd like another.
All right. Todd's got one for you, okay? All right. You got to arrange when you pick it up, but it's yours. There you go.
Absolutely.
Maybe hands you the battle of the badge. Kevin Cavalier, go.
Yeah, listening, I just caught bits of Biden's speech yesterday, but it sounds like it's almost comparable to what President Obama and Secretary of State Clinton said after Benghazi. They're cold. They're actually callous people. They don't care how many people die, just as long as they look good.
What difference does it make? Remember that lecture? What difference does it make? So yep. It killed some people here in Benghazi.
Yep.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, Biden should not have left anybody there. He should have picked everybody up. Should not have left until it's all done.
Do you want to go see America this weekend? The Best of America, the Western Steam Threshers Reunion in Rolog, Minnesota, or do you want a MyPillow?
Oh, me?
Yes.
Oh, I'll take a pillow.
All right, hang on, Kevin. Daniel, get your info. Jerry and Stanley, go ahead and vent. Tell me what you're going to do here, Jerry. Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, why don't they just tickle Biden out, put Trump back in, and let Mr. Trump fix the whole damn thing?
Well, I think most of our audience is cheering right now, Jerry, but how would you go about doing that?
I'll first get in peak Biden and Harris and the Speaker of the House, get rid of every one of those people. And have a special
election. By the way, I got to research this a little more, but I went back and looked. Okay, Truman became president when FDR died, right? He was the vice president.
Yep.
Johnson became president when JFK died, right? The assassination. And Nixon resigned, and Gerry Ford, vice president, became president. If you go look, there was a period without a vice president.
Yeah. Yep.
So does this mean the reason Joe Biden can't resign or obviously be held accountable for the cognitive decline is because if she becomes president, the Republicans then control the Senate?
Nice.
Well, I know. I wonder if that isn't why it's not happening. But, Jerry, hang on a second here. Go ahead, Jerry. Sorry.
Is Kamala Harris worse than Trump? I mean, worse than Biden?
Probably.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And not saying a lot.
Yeah, because she's aware of what she's doing.
Well, I've kind of heard that politically, basically, they see her as damaged goods now because her poll numbers are just tanked. Her favorables are horrible. So,
she's been damaged goods since she got it.
Yeah, I mean, this whole mess is, you know, what do you do about it? All right. I keep them coming. Keep them coming, folks. I think we got to just talk some solutions here. And those are pretty good solutions. So, Jerry, hang on. Pillar or Western Minnesota Steam Threshers? What is it? Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion.
Yes.
It's a lot. But it's in Rolog, Minnesota, and I'm telling you, your life will change if you go there and just soak in a little America. Or text us. More after this.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An MH-60S helicopter from the USS Abraham Lincoln crashed into the sea while conducting routine flight operations about 60 nautical miles off the coast of San Diego, California, Tuesday afternoon. One person was rescued and five others were missing. Multiple Coast Guard and Navy planes and boats were conducting the search and rescue operation. The Caldor Fire in Northern California continued to intensify overnight and is threatening nearly 34,000 structures as it headed towards South Lake Tahoe. All residents of South Lake Tahoe and some Nevada towns have been ordered to evacuate. Winds and very dry conditions are predicted for Wednesday. As Hurricane Ida, now a remnant low, winds down over the eastern United States, central Pennsylvania, all the way through parts of southern New England and southern Connecticut, be prepared for very heavy rain and some flash flooding. There's a chance of severe weather, including tornadoes, around the Baltimore, D.C. area Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by PetroServe USA. What's for lunch today, you ask? How about some Swedish meatballs? Sound okay to anybody? West Main Avenue, West Fargo, or Valley City has those today. Lasagna, also in Valley City, exit 292, PetroServe USA, or downtown Fargo. 12th Avenue and I-29, cheesy enchiladas, Chef's Choice in Harwood. Meatloaf in Glendon today. It's home cook and grab-and-go convenience. From PetroServe USA, one of our fine sponsors. We're powered by PetroServe around here. That's where we fill up. Great price on fuel. Lots of choices like unleaded 88, all the way up to leaded. You choose whatever you the premium stuff you want to put in the boat. You got that too. And of course, home cook and grab and go convenience. We're also powered by MyPillow. Can't do what we do without a good night's sleep, and they make the best pillow on earth. Don't forget the pillow. You have 2x4. You have 4x6. Gift cards. Mike's book. Great gift for kids. Right now, slippers are half off. The Giza Dream Sheets. Regularly $109.99. $49.99. Today's the day. You got to do it. Stand up for Mike. He's fighting for us. Fight for him. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Mary in Bismarck. And then General Mike Haugen on What's on Your Mind. Mary, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. Biden's got to be impeached. The man has dementia. There is no doubt in my mind. My dad died with dementia, and he had no concept of time. The whole point with Biden looking at his watch was he has no concept of time. He was probably told, what, such and such time, we've got to do such and such, and he doesn't know. He has to kind of watch watch his watch so he knows what's next.
Interesting analysis. This is why I love our listeners. I mean, Greg earlier pointed out, how can Biden act like this is Trump's deal when 8 years he was the vice president? And don't forget, if you do nothing else today, do me a favor, go find John McCain's speech, ripping Blinken. John McCain, fair-haired guy of the left, right? Oh, we love John McCain, who never objected, hardly ever, to presidential appointees, ripped Blinken as being the worst of the worst. And here he is, the Secretary of State today. Folks, you got to pay attention. You got to do like Mary's doing, saying, well, there's more to him looking at his watch. This connects to another dot. 8 years... he led Afghanistan. Did he run around saying, we got to get out of there, we got to exit there, we got to... No, Trump did that. Got us down to 2,500 troops, no casualties, for over a year.
I have mixed emotions on Biden. He wasn't a good person from the start, okay? But he's not there. I blame the Democratic Party and his family, his wife. He should never have run for president. Never. It's insanity.
Mary, appreciate your passion on this. Sherry in Shell Lake, Minnesota has a solution, and then you guys tell me in my ear if General Haugen is on. Sherry, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
You need to contact your congressmen and senators and get this man impeached before he ruins our country even more. He has embarrassed us on the world stage so badly that our allies can't trust us. I don't know how the military can even call him commander-in-chief. It's just embarrassing.
Sherry, thank you. Frank in Western Springs, South Dakota. What's on your mind?
Scott, did you hear Mark Levin's show last night? Reuters News Service reported at about 6 p.m. A telephone call between Biden and the president of Afghanistan. Biden's telling him to lie about the situation, no matter what it is. And the president of Afghanistan's begging for air cover. They got 15,000 insurgents coming in from Pakistan. You got to hear that. Mark Levin called it a bombshell.
It is a bombshell. So is the Washington Post saying, we sat down with the Taliban for months planning this. This is we being the Biden administration. And the Taliban, we're talking to these guys, by the way. These are not good guys. These are the guys we handed all this $86 million worth of stuff to. The Taliban said, you know, I think you guys are better equipped to secure Kabul when we do this exit. And the U.S. and Biden's henchmen said, no, you guys do it. You do it. That's why people died. That's why 13 of our heroes came home. I had not heard the example you're using, but it sounds like an impeachable offense. A phone call was impeachable for Trump, even when it was proven wrong. This phone call sounds... Biden telling the Afghan president to change the perception. You can't make it up, folks. You can't make it up. General Mike Haugen is back. General Haugen was the adjutant general for North Dakota under Governors Schaefer and Hovind, commander of the 119th Fighter Wing, also known as the Happy Hooligans, that mobilized to defend the Capitol in D.C. 20 years ago on 9/11. We had a great conversation yesterday. We've got to continue it today. Since we talked last, General Haugen, Joe Biden became quite defiant by all this and said, I wasn't going to, you know, time to end this thing. And, you know, he's just wagging his finger at us about how horrible. What is your reaction to that?
Well, God, I think some of your previous callers have already nailed it. You know, you don't know which Biden is going to show up. One of your callers also mentioned there that a family member died from Alzheimer's. So did I. I know what it does. To you personally, because of my mother passing from it, and it's just terrible. But you also know that the Democratic Party and the leadership in the House and Senate will do anything possible to keep him in place, because they need the Vice President to break any ties, and they won't get anything passed unless they keep Sleepy Joe around.
If history is any lesson, history teaches us anything, the American people have a short attention span when it comes to, and also a low tolerance when it comes to challenging conflicts, wars in our past, and foreign policy really in general, right? Even national security. 9/11, man, we'd gone back, oh, what happened? A year later. You know, we really should be there. I mean, that's why we needed a surge in Iraq, because the American people lost their stomach, and Republicans were starting to peel off. That's why I appreciate you, General Haugen, and your military expertise, having been to Afghanistan, having commanded troops there, having the knowledge you do about this. But how do we change that? How do we change what, you know, I'm seeing on MSNBC, they've moved on. They're talking about voting by mail and Roe versus Wade and hurricanes and COVID, and they're done. They're back to, you know, happy talk. Let's ram through $3.5 trillion in social agenda. How do we avoid that from our past?
Well, there's several things here that have happened with this surrender in Afghanistan. And if you look at, there were some very positive things. Look at what the Air Force did flying passengers in and out of there. Those refugees, we moved thousands of people. That was a good thing. We've also had a bunch of non-governmental agencies that have done individual things to rescue people. We've had retired Special Forces, Army, Navy SEALs, retirees who have gone out into the country and done some things. You've heard about the Pineapple Express and some of those others. So there were some very positive, humanitarian, American, caring individuals who did a great job, even though our government botched it. So there is some good coming from it. Now, let me also say there's some really bad things. We're coming up on football season. We all know that if a team is doing well, it's easier to get recruits. And I don't care what college or university you're talking about or what sport, but it's the same because that's human nature. You want to be on a winning team. Well, now the Taliban is a winning team. And so the people who want to be a terrorist, who want to be a fundamentalist from ISIS, they want to be on the winning team. So this administration has just made that team a winning team and easier for them to get recruits from. That's a bad thing.
And what does it do for our efforts against the Taliban and the radical jihadist, movement that is everywhere on the globe, right? You told me yesterday a story about the progress we've made in Africa, where, again, that jihadist movement is growing, right? The those that support the Taliban and ISIS and all that is growing. So, have we just thrown them to the wolves too, saying, hey, we're not going to fight this anymore?
Well, I'll tell you, as long as you brought up Africa, the North Dakota has a state partnership with three countries over there. It started when General Chuck Wald was in UCOM, and he asked me as the adjutant general to start a state partnership with Ghana. And we did that, and that's been going on now for, oh, good heavens, since about 2004. And I asked specifically, why would you want us to be a partner with Ghana? Because Africa, he said, is going to be the next trouble spot because the Boko Haram is pushing into Nigeria. Burkina Faso, which is on the north side of Ghana, has problems with the ISIS. And so we need a good, strong foothold. So we have a state partnership with Ghana, with Togo and Benin, which are right next to Nigeria. And if you look at what are our military partners in Ghana, now looking at this government debacle we had in Afghanistan, then you've got to think they now start questioning, how faithful is the United States going to be to us? So there is a direct relation to a force that we train with and communicate with. They have been here to Camp Grafton training. We've been over there training. We've done medical missions. But we do a lot of good partnership things with them. And you wonder, how is that going to damage our relationship?
And what that means is the decision-making in this makes us less safer everywhere. As you said earlier, the football analogy, the Taliban's the winning team. They get recruits. We demoralize the military, our own military, and say, hey, it doesn't matter. 13 came home, tough, tough bounce. It's unbelievable. Tina in Rapid City, South Dakota, get you in here real quick. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Tina Mullally from Rapid City, South Dakota. You know, with everything that's going on, it all seems like it's bad news. Bad news everywhere. Well, and people are losing hope. Well, I do have some hope that I'd like to...
Well, good. Hang on. hang on. I want some hope from Rapid City, Tina. More with General Haugen when we come back.
Hi, this is Andy Murnaugh with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, hosting these farm, retirement, and estate auctions in Bismarck, Bowman, Norwich, Regent, Kenmare, and Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, Sioux Falls, and Worthing, South Dakota, and Baker, Montana. Featuring reputable and well-maintained farm equipment, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, skid steers, loaders, vehicles, and more. Also, advertising deadlines are approaching on Pfeiffer's regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. Contact Pfeiffer's Auctioneers for more information. Full inventory and equipment details are always available at Pfeiffer's.com.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president with silence. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed, where lives are forever changed, and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change, and then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Right here, right now, is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Movers today, now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota, lowest advertised rate in 20 years, $99 an hour for two men on a truck. All you have to do is say, Scott, it's $99 an hour for two men and truck, and you're getting the lowest local move rate and the best movers in the state. What's not to love? Professionally trained, background checked, doesn't happen everywhere. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932, family owned, veteran owned. Oh, my gosh. 701-566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this offer. Give me some hope from Rapid City, South Dakota. Tina, you got a few more seconds here. Go ahead and tell me what you're going to do to give us hope.
Well, I'd like to invite everyone to the Pennington County Lincoln Day Dinner. We've got a 21-year-old New York University student who is going to be speaking, and she is amazing. She is going to try and build a bridge between the Zoomers and the Boomers.
Good for her. Now, by the way, nobody does this better than Pennington County. I've been blessed to be one of those speakers at the Lincoln Day dinner in Pennington County. I love it. So when is the event? Just tell us the date.
September 11th.
All right. Good for you. You're going to do it on the 20th anniversary of 9/11 and the Pennington County GOP.
We're going to be honoring.
Check it out on their Facebook page. They're patriots down there. We love them. Love our listeners in South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota. General Mike Haugen, former adjutant general under Governors Schaefer and Hoven, commander of the Happy Hooligans on 9/11. I had a chance during the break to review a little bit of this bombshell that the caller called earlier about, and it is essentially Biden saying, hey, buddy, you got to change the perception. We've given you all this stuff over there, so start using it. I haven't reviewed it enough, but it is amazing to me that we know that this call happened. This is a private call between Biden and Afghanistan. Might we be seeing an unraveling of Team Biden here, Mike?
Well, it could very well be. I haven't read it yet, but I, from what you have indicated, that there is either you have to change your strategy or start lying, or we're going to have to do something different. And I don't know if the something different was get out of Afghanistan, apparently.
We have about 4 minutes left here. I just want you to dump your notes as to, you did a marvelous job yesterday of just talking about the tentacles from China and, their victory out of this, what we handed over and how that was just done like Gomer Pyle. A private would have said, you don't give them night vision goggles. You don't give them all the technology that we handed them. What the heck is going on here, Mike?
Well, yeah, it's one thing to leave dump trucks and bulldozers, something that can be used in the construction of cities and helping the country out. But when you hand over the HIDE equipment, which is the handheld interagency identification detection equipment, it's a biometric that can identify individuals. All they do is look in it and tell whether you've been identified earlier as an ally of the United States. Now they just go around and you look in there and they identify you and they shoot you. By the way, yesterday out at Torquem Gate, which is the old Khyber Pass area, the checkpoint between Pakistan and Afghanistan, where we had North Dakota soldiers out there deployed. Dorkham Gate, yesterday they killed six Afghanis who were just seeking refuge. And Pakistan said, no, we've already got too many. And they just shot them as they were trying to cross the gate. It's just a lot of senseless violence over there. Pakistan is now also emboldened, but Pakistan has got thousands of refugees from Afghanistan. And I look at refugees all over the world. There are many countries accepting refugees that are just going to be problems. And every time you bring in 1,000 refugees, a percentage of those have to be ISIS plants. They're there to do something later. So there's going to be some far-flung, long-range issues with some of the refugees. That is.
I want to come back to where we started, and that is, are we going to forget? And what advice you would have for our listeners on not forgetting, and to use what we've seen, the facts on the ground, to motivate ourselves to do what? What do we do with what you've just described the last 2 days for us?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is we have to realize that leadership matters, and caring leadership is really the most important thing. And you have to care about people. And like I just mentioned, we care about the the refugees that are left behind, Americans left behind, and we've had a great bunch of Americans working outside the government to help these people. So when you look at hope for the future, you go, Americans and American way of life, we do more things around the world to help people than anywhere. I mean, we're back in Haiti again. How many times have we been down there? And we're all over the world. But most of the good stuff they've done is not done by our government. It's done by caring people who have caring leadership and doing great stuff.
Unbelievable, folks. You've got a wealth of information. We're going to rely on General Haugen through this and keep this front and center because it's that important. It's about the future of this country. Pray for our military leaders to talk truth to power and to resign if necessary, too. General Haugen, God bless you. Thanks. More coming up.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique and, through years of experience, bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From plant to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.